Visiting now with head coach Michael Huger as the Falcons at times really battled with Akron tonight. And coach, in that first half, a number of lead changes and ties throughout the first half was just a three-point game. And then about the 15-minute mark of the second half, Akron took the lead up to around 8 to 10 to 11 and kind of kept it there the rest of the game. What was the key in that stretch there?
The key was we weren't able to make shots. We had some good looks. We got to be able to knock them down. We missed some free throws, key free throws that'll keep you in the game. We missed some layups. But the biggest thing, we weren't able to defend the way we're capable of defending. We were more worried about playing than we were defending. We did a great job of defense in the first half. We got in some foul trouble. Things we can't control. We can't control what the referee calls. We got to go out and play and control what we can control. We were more interested in getting minutes than we were defending. And they shot 68% in the second half just because we would rather be on the court than to defend. And that's a problem for us. So still got work to do. Still got a lot of season left. Still got a chance to get in the eighth place. That's our goal. We just got to win a couple games.
Coach, speaking of working on things, you went to a 1-3-1, at least it appeared to me, a few times. You had Cam Young out top of it, as I recall. Talk about working on that tonight.
We've been working on it for a while. Haven't had the opportunity to use it. Tonight was a good opportunity for us. I thought we made them miss the shot, and then they got the offensive rebound. So it worked, and then it didn't work. So that's what it was. We went to the two as well. We played a little bit of two in the first half. Same thing. We got them to miss the shot, and then they got the offensive rebound. So it was effective, but you got to finish the play. You got to finish it with the rebound.
And the other thing that seemed to be noticeable tonight, Coach, late in the game, when a lot of times both teams would just sort of kind of go through the motions, I think it was a 14-15-point lead, you continued to press the issue, so to speak, and Akron responded in kind. Was that sort of to, I guess, revisit the fact that you can't give up on games?
We weren't trying to give up on the game. We thought if we had a couple turnovers and made a couple shots, which we did, we were able to cut into the lead. And then they did a really good job of still fighting. And then they made their free throws down the stretch. And that's what kept the lead the way it was. They were able to knock down free throws.
Clearly tonight, on the offensive side of things, I thought Brent Mills may have had his best game in quite a while. He made some shots. Seemed like tonight you were insistent on getting to the basket more. Was that part of your emphasis?
We definitely wanted to drive the ball more. We did a really good job of driving it. Could have got some calls here, some calls there, but that's stuff that we can't control. And biggest thing, we got to knock down our free throws. We got fouled. We wound up going 9 for 16, and a couple of them with front ends of 1-1. So it's frustrating all the way around, but can't give up. No one cares what's going on at Bowling Green except for Bowling Green. So we got to be able to fight and continue to fight, and hopefully we'll come out on the other end of this.
Coach, the other day you said you were much more pleased with your team's collective effort and 40 minutes of effort in the Ball State game. Was that same feeling tonight or not as good?
I thought we played as a team. I just thought we wanted to log minutes today instead of defending. We didn't defend today the way we did against Ball State. If we defended today the way we did against Ball State, it's a different result. And, I just didn't think we defended the way we're capable of tonight. And we got to be able to do that every night to give ourselves a chance to win.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall in Akron tonight, 82-68.